Joker.
Good morning, good evening, or good afternoon, whatever time of day or night it is for you. Welcome to Breaking On Through with Skylar Moon.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
That's right, baby. We are the top 33% listened to podcast in the USA. On top of that, I'm on 42 different podcast platforms. This is a podcast where we go way beyond the story. What we do here is always have a topic. Today, for example, we're talking all about the benefits of cannabis and some products these women have made. Either way, each show has a topic, and we either bounce off each other and talk about that topic with a co-host show, or someone's telling their life story. Well, today, I am featuring my friends who have found major success by creating a product with their own two hands, and I want these ladies to tell you all about it. On Breaking On Through with Skylar Moon, any guest that comes onto my show is more than allowed to share some really helpful information. They can also share products they may have for sale, a website they may have up and running, or any developed partnerships with big companies they may have. I allow that because these people are my friends after all, and what kind of friend would I be if I didn't allow them to promote their products and services? Because that's what real support is. When you show your friend, hey, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give you all the support in the world, that shows them you care about their products, services, websites, partnerships, and all the big things they're doing, all the big moves they're making in their literal story of their life. Their actual journey is something I want to share with you. So I can't wait for you to meet Medicated Mima. And when I say medicated, I mean the green stuff, baby, marijuana. Medicated Mima and Heather are both doing this podcast, but I want you to know that Heather is the main one that's doing all the talking. That's just the way it went. So we're going to introduce these beautiful ladies right now and give you a little hello from them, and then we're going to go right into the conversation. Let's hear them say hello real quick, and don't forget, this is part two. Let's go. Welcome, everybody. We do have Medicated Mima and Heather, mother and daughter team, are doing this interview with me. So they got a little message for you.
Hey, hey, what's up? We're so excited to be here and finally get this done.
Yeah, we're going to get it done today. We did make an attempt yesterday, everybody. But let me tell you, Wi-Fi wasn't cooperating, not for me or them. So let's get this party started, shall we? Let's go. Today is the day. Today we're going to be talking about something that will intrigue just about everybody. We're going to be talking about the benefits and any other thing you can dream of about cannabis. And these ladies have their own business kicking, and we're going to get to that. So first, how are you ladies today?
Oh, we're doing wonderful.
Wonderful, thank you.
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing great. Just excited to have you here, definitely.
We love it. We're so excited to be here with you. Again, this will be our second one with you.
Yeah. Motherfucking two, bitches!
Keep it going.
And you've done so many great things since I spoke to you last. Can you imagine looking through that timeline? How much has changed for you guys since the last podcast?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So much. I can't believe how much has changed. Yeah. Business-wise, people-wise. Yeah. I love change. Change is good.
Change is good. A lot of people are afraid of change, but once you face that fear, you're always happy about it in the long run.
Absolutely. Yes. You got to take that leap of faith in order to see something different in your life.
No regret. Mm-hmm. No regret. Do me a favor. Have Mima sit a little closer to you, because when she speaks, I can barely hear her. That's what I want to hear.
Hi.
Hello, Mima. How are you feeling, beautiful darling?
I'm wonderful now that the stress headache is eased up on, and I'm doing wonderful.
Oh, that's so good to hear, darling. So, ladies, I just want you to know my most interesting way of doing research was, what does everybody do when they, let's say someone has cancer?
They never tried cannabis before, but everyone's telling them, I'm telling you, try some gummies or try some RSO or try some this or try some that. And they're scared at first, but these people want to go Google it and see what cannabis is going to do to them first, right? Mm-hmm. So I thought about these people who want to know about cannabis, a little scared to take it. So they Google it and what they're going to find. Yeah. First thing I seen. So first I'd like to ask you about the benefits of cannabis, because once they try it, especially my mother with cancer, I was giving her edible treats. Mm-hmm. It changed her world.
But most people want to just hurry up and Google, what are the effects of cannabis? What am I going to feel if I take cannabis edibles? They go to Google. So I decided I would do what most people do. I Googled it. Check this out.
What I found in my research, the only good things they said was it helps manage chronic pain, nausea, and some MS symptoms.
Yeah.
That's all they said. But the kicker is that they say it's difficult to accurately assess the safety of cannabis as a whole due to the wide range of forms it comes in and the varying chemical compositions of different strains.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's basically, you know, some of what they're saying is true. As we say, you know, when it comes to terpenes, when it comes to cannabis, everyone reacts different to it. Somebody can feel completely healed and their body's feeling great when they use it, and somebody else is like, oh, no way, I'll never touch it. My suggestion for people when you're starting off into that, you're looking into it, is go and if you've got a local dispensary in your area, go and talk to the bud tenders. Most of the time, they're really educated. Go on Facebook and just look up cannabis oil groups or, you know, I survived cancer with cannabis, stuff like that. There's a lot of people that you can reach out to and talk to. Yeah. That will gladly tell you their story.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mima.
Definitely look up the terpenes on each and every strain. There's different kinds of strain out there that will help with your anxiety, your cancer, your eating habits and sleep and everything out there. You just got to read and do a lot of research on each strain.
And talk to people. Talking to others who survived and have utilized cannabis to help with their cancer or their MS or whatever they're using it for. It's good to get out and educate yourself by talking to others.
Yes.
Now, I just want to know, because even myself, I'm not afraid to admit that I don't really understand what terpenes are. Can you break it down for me?
Absolutely. So basically, when you're thinking about terpenes, a lot of people, this is my go-to, this is what I use, is when you think of lavender and the smell of lavender, and it's calming, it's relaxing. That is the terpene that's naturally found in the plant. So if you have, cannabis has so many different terpenes, and if you focus on those terpenes and what their benefits are for, then you're going to kind of put together something where you can walk in and say, okay, I need this terpene to help with my nausea, or I need this terpene to help with my sleep, to help me calm. Mm-hmm. That's why we absolutely love the happiest hour, because it's all about terpenes. They're terpene shots.
Yes.
And they contain about 15 milligrams of terpenes in them, sometimes a little bit more, and it just enhances those effects.
So the happiest hour, back up a second here, that's a product that can be purchased?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Absolutely. You can get those right on TikTok shop, or you can just Google the happiest hour and it's going to come up, and those are all natural. Their new products are all natural flavoring, no more dyes, and it has terpenes. And they're just little terpene shots that you can use to enhance your sleep. To relax, to feel blissful. There's one that's my favorite that's called Mend.
Yes.
It helps with tummy issues and pain. And, you know, they've been sold pretty much everywhere. Gas stations, you might be able to find them at smoke shops. A great company. And I highly suggest, you know, if someone's just starting off with terpenes and learning about them, to go to that company.
Yes. Guys, don't forget it. The happiest hour. Mm-hmm. Now, also, I know what RSO is, but some people listening may not know that it stands for Rick Simpson Oil. Can you break that down for them?
Absolutely. So a guy named Rick Simpson had skin cancer and started to utilize an oil that he made by cooking down the cannabis with some high he used isopropyl alcohol because he was putting it on his skin, and he cured his own cancer with this. So you can go look on YouTube and just Google Rick Simpson. There's plenty of different ways to make it. There's a book out that you can get on our link in our bio.
There's a chart.
There's just so much information out there. And a lot of people, what they do now is they don't make it with that alcohol. They make it with grain alcohol. And so you're able to take it orally, and that definitely helps out with a lot of different issues.
Okay, because I normally hear you ladies on your live shows on TikTok, mm-hmm. which their names are Medicated Mima and Heather Johnson.
Yep.
You can find both of them on TikTok. Mima has about 7 accounts, so don't worry, you'll find her. So as I was researching, they jump right next to the next question there in Google was, you know, what is CBD and how is it found in the marijuana plant?
Mm.
And people are asking those questions. Now, is it true? Because I got my marijuana card for the benefits at the dispensaries, okay? And I got my card a long time ago before it ever became legal anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had to renew my card. And when I did that, this new doctor was on with me on Zoom. And he told me, that CBD oil shit, that nope, don't even bother with those TCBD tinctures. CBD is a scam. And I don't know why an educated doctor that does only marijuana licenses would tell me that, because the benefits, it says, are lowering blood pressure, reducing inflammation, preventing relapse in drug and alcohol addiction, which is huge,
mm-hmm.
treating anxiety disorders, treating gastrointestinal disorders, GI disorders, or preventing seizures and fighting cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Is this true?
Absolutely. So CBD is great. I say CBD is great, but I think you're going to get the max benefit when it comes to CBD by utilizing it with the THC.
Okay.
That's the most important part. But, you know, it can help. It helps in animals. I really suggest if you have a high anxiety dog, you know, if they get scared of thunderstorms and stuff like that, I highly recommend CBD. There's a lot of things that CBD can be beneficial for. They have a new epilepsy drug out there that is derived from CBD. And what people need to understand is that when you're just dealing with CBD, it's coming from the hemp plant and not the cannabis right. plant. So there's two different right. plants.
It always says hemp on the bottle. And I'm like, why does it say hemp and not THC?
Yes.
So I did stop using it myself just even before talking to that doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand that you ladies make your own cannabis derived product. What's going on with that? What's it called? How does it work?
That is our From the Root Up salve. We created this for pain. Mom and I were working on a cannabis farm in California, and what I would notice is the roots would always go to waste, right? No one ever utilizes the root. And I thought, this plant is so amazing. There has to be some benefits for the root, too. So we did some research right. and digging around, and we realized that it helps with pain, with gout, with it used to help with STDs.
Arthritis.
There's so many different benefits.
Yeah.
So we created this salve. With the intention to help with pain, and it ended up helping with so many different other things. The minute that we started selling it on TikTok Shop, which
yes.
unfortunately it's not no longer available over there, but
it is taken away.
Yeah, but we do have a website, which is the best thing. It's easy to order. It describes everything. Yeah, on TikTok Shop, there was only so much that you can say because of their violations and their code and all that.
How can people listening right now make a purchase of your salve? Guys, salve is spelled S-A-L-V-E, but it's pronounced salve. That's what they make. It's called From the Root Up. And I want you listening right now. Yes, you. I'm talking to you. I want you to know how you can, while you're listening to this podcast, go right ahead on your laptop and look it up and buy your own From the Root Up salve that these two beautiful women have made. How would they do that? How can they find it online?
You can go to the website and look up From the Root Up salve.shop.
Okay.
And right now they're running a sale on our smalls. They're normally $35. We took them down to $29.99 because we want to get this out to more people. And we also can now take reviews on the website.
Yes. Oh, nice.
That's wonderful. I was just going to ask you, is there a discount or, you know, and you answered the question. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So how did you discover this wonderful product that made you interested enough to make that first batch? Like, you just noticed the root was going to waste and wanted to play with it?
Pretty much. And then I kind of just looked up the benefits of it and didn't realize that it would help with pain. And I, you know, you would think, why wouldn't it? Because a lot of the roots, when it comes to the healing plants, are helpful in many ways. ways. So when I used it, I didn't realize that it would help for so many other things. Like it's removed mom's wrinkles. She's 73 now, just had a birthday, and she looks 10 years younger than she did a few years ago. So
no, 20 years. 20 years.
Hey, Mima, you look amazing. I've noticed from your older videos, your older going live times when you used to go live a long time ago, I've noticed the difference in your skin. You just glow now. You really do. And your skin is tightened up really nice.
It's yes, it
amazing.
Is. And psoriasis, you know, yes. People that have had psoriasis and dealt with it for their entire life has tried it and come back and said it's cured within, a couple days. So,
and very good and stretch marks.
Tattoos, it'll take varicose veins straight away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's going to take time. You know, you have to realize that you're working with something that's all natural, so it's not going to be this miracle cream that's going to help within a couple days. We will never claim that. Okay. When it comes to pain and stuff like that, it most definitely will. But when it comes to wrinkles and stretch marks and scars and stuff like that, it does take time to heal naturally.
Yes.
We don't utilize any essential oils. It's strictly the cannabis root, eucalyptus that I go pick off a tree out here in Arizona, and then we buy our lavender from a lavender farm here in Arizona. So everything's local and organic.
That's so amazing. I'm so proud of you ladies. So would you best suggest people to stock up and get more than one container of it so they can continually use it?
That's the issue that we're having.
Yeah, that's why we are making the 8 ounce now.
We have three different sizes, yes. A 2 ounce to try out, 4 ounce, and then an 8 ounce, because people loved it so much and they would utilize it every day.
And they wanted bigger.
And they wanted more. And that happens to be our biggest seller is our 8 ounce container.
Yes. Also, now we have put it in a roll-on.
Yes, we've got a roll-on also.
Oh, wow.
And
so is it more liquid?
No. It's just easier to apply. So let's say you've got a pain in your neck, and some people, that's what we basically made it for, is a lot of elderly people who don't know the benefits of what this product and this plant can do. We want to educate them. That's first and foremost, is educate the people who have been told that this is a bad thing.
Yeah. Right. That goes along with my next question. What do cannabinoids produce in the human body?
You have your own cannabinoid system, which is crazy because none of us were taught this. Meemaw went to school for medical. I went to school for medical, and we were never ever taught that we have a cannabinoid system inside of us, and we want to go ahead and activate that to put our body back in homeostasis.
Yes. Holy shit, that is a fucking mind-blowing fact right there. We have our own cannabinoids. Let me dig and find them. I want to get stoned.
Music break time. It's time for a music break. Everybody that I do an interview or co-hosting show with always has the opportunity to choose two songs that are very significant to them or show you a little more about their personality. Well, this very first song and the second song that I play are only going to be a 1 minute to 1 minute and a half at most sample of the songs, just in case some of you don't like it. I'm not going to make you sit through a whole song you really don't enjoy. No problem. You get the feel for the song, you get the energy, and you get the idea of what these women I'm talking to right now love. And here it is. The name of the song is Piece of My Heart, and the person singing is Janis Joplin, and she's in the band with Big Brother and the Holding Company. So let's hear this beautiful song by Janis Joplin, and we're going to go right back into the conversation exactly where we left off as soon as the song is over. Enjoy. Like you are my own.
not always about being high. It's about being healthy.
Healthy and high. Yeah. Well, it says that the cannabinoids, they say, is for euphoria, enhancement of sensory perception. This is what people see when they Google it. Mm-hmm. Euphoria, enhancement of sensory perception, tachycardia. I don't even know what that is.
So basically, when you get a little too stoned, you can, and you kind of notice your heart kind of skip a beat, and you're like, oh my God, my heart's beating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it can do that. You know, especially if you're a new person to it. That's why we always recommend to start off, go low and slow.
Yes.
Always.
Okay. Yeah, and it says difficulties in concentration. When I smoke, I am zoned in. Mm-hmm. I am just there.
Yeah,
you know, it doesn't do that to me.
But you know, some I find myself, because I've been smoking less and less, is when I do get extremely high, my legs get a little shaky. And it can cause a panic attack sometimes. Yeah. And I just have to calm myself down, you know?
Right. I find for me, whenever I smoke indica, that's good for me. When I smoke the sativa, my heart races and I get a little shaky and I don't like it.
Yeah. I don't like that feeling at all.
I go to sleep by sativa.
Yeah, well, when I go to the dispensary, I tell them that one fact, and they lead me the right way. Mm-hmm. No, I've gotten these RSO chews, and I'm, like, addicted to the RSO chews. I love them so much, but they make me sleep so long.
I call that, when you wake up and you still feel a little groggy, I call that a weed over.
Weed over. it's something I got to make sure when I eat those RSO gummies now, which you can only get those from the dispensary with a medical card.
Yeah.
They don't let regular people just buy the RSO.
Yes.
That's here, and I'm in Massachusetts. Where are you, ladies?
Arizona.
Arizona. How do you like it out there?
Oh, it's absolutely wonderful. Beautiful. We love the desert.
Yeah. Okay, so this is a big upgrade from a big difference from when I spoke to you guys last on my podcast. You were traveling all around the country.
We're settled down right here. We got our home base, but we're still going to be traveling.
We're still plans on traveling, but we ended up in this park, and then I ended up with a manager job of the RV park, and just life is going great. Yeah.
And to be honest, it was nice to see you guys just settled. You're not.
We love to travel, but we just do it in shorter terms now. Yeah. You know, it was mom and I lived out of a tent for about 7 months. So it was difficult.
It was fun.
Then you got the camper. I remember the hearing all about go to Michigan,
get the camper. The camper saved our ass for sure.
It did.
Yep. I remember all that like it was yesterday. You know, mm-hmm. You guys have really stepped up your game, and I am just so proud and so happy and excited that I know that if I need any information about anything at all about cannabinoids in any way, shape, or form, I can call you guys and ask you, hey, what are the short-term effects?
Yeah.
What are the long-term effects, which I did want to ask you? What are the short-term effects? And what are the long-term effects?
Short-term, I need more. Long-term, I'm happy.
Short-term, you get the munchies, I guess. But there, you know, again, there are certain strains of cannabis that you can lose weight on by utilizing those terpenes that have an appetite suppressant.
Yes.
So, you know, you can go to your dispensary and say, hey, look, I'm tired of the munchies. I really need this certain terpene that, you know, is an appetite suppressant. I forgot which one it is. You can totally Google it and it'll tell you, and you can utilize that and actually lose weight by using cannabis.
Yes. That's so amazing. These terpene things, man, it's been making me feel embarrassed that I didn't want to ask somebody like, what are these terpene things?
Never feel embarrassed. Always ask.
Always educate yourself.
We will never know if you don't ask.
Exactly. And that's what I just figured. Right now I got the Green Queens on the phone with me. I am actually going to ask the question now. So I don't need to totally stop taking CBD then. As long as I'm smoking and using the CBD together, it'll help because one of the studies said that it helped with insomnia mm-hmm. and better sleep after just one dose. And then there was another study that health volunteers found no effect of a single dose of CBD.
CBGs, so, I've learned that you could sleep pretty good.
CBGs is good for your gut too.
Yes.
Well, you know, again, that breaks it down as to what I was saying before, is sometimes it works for somebody, sometimes mm-hmm. it doesn't. It just depends right. how your body reacts to it. Certain people, again, when they smell lavender, maybe they don't get that calming effect like others do. Maybe they don't notice it. It's so subtle, you know, that people expect to be feeling a certain way off of terpenes. Like, let's talk about it, like Intensify. That's a mango shot. When you eat mango, and myrcene is found in mango, so that's the terpene that you'd be looking for to intensify your buzz. So, you know, certain people go, I didn't feel anything. Well, maybe you didn't, but the effects are still working in your body.
Right, right. And I got to ask, can you really hallucinate from cannabis? Because, yeah, Google said it to me.
So I had the experience when I was giving my son Rick Simpson oil. I, of course, wanted to try it to know the effect that he was going to have off of it. So I did it, and I did have some hallucinations. And I said, you know, thank God I was educated enough to know, just go lay down, sleep it off. You're going to get the best night's sleep ever, and then you're going to wake up and feel a lot better. So you can, especially if you aren't, your tolerance isn't up there, and if you take too high of a dose, you absolutely can. It could be terrifying.
And like the people eat the whole infused cookies.
You know, that's why they always say start off slow. Those edibles are quite strong.
Yes.
And make sure that you have a lot of other munchies around if it's your first time doing an edible, because what I would used to do is, you know, you'd buy a couple cookies and then you'd eat one or a half of one and then go back and eat it again once it kicked in, because you've got now the munchies, and the next thing you know, you're just way too high to even function.
Right. I did that to my mother. My friend was cooking stuff with RSO. Everything was infused with RSO, and I gave her a little cookie, but it wasn't that little. And she didn't know any better, so she just ate the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas it was recommended when I gave it to her, try half at a time, Mom. You know, she knew it was aware that it was a special cookie, but she just ate the whole thing because it was so good, she said.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, oh, I was screwed. She said, he had to carry me to the bed. My pops had to carry her to the bed.
Yeah, and that'll scare a lot of people off. I've heard a lot of people go, oh my God, I'll never try it again. I freaked out. And that's because you got too high. And you have to be in the right people, in the right situation, have your munchies, have a good movie, put on a documentary that you love, or just put on some meditation and just go lay down in your bed and just breathe through it. Because you're never going to OD. Never.
Right. It says image distortion. Hallucinations from cannabis, loss of personal identity, or image distortion can happen. And those were the only negatives. Because I looked up the positives and looked up the negatives. So the only worst negatives I found was the hallucination, loss of personal identity, and image distortion. Yeah. Is that possible? Yeah. It is, huh?
I mean, I don't know about
image distortion. Well, I've seen somebody looks messed up, but you can't help that.
Loss of identity. I don't think I've ever been like, who am I?
Who am I?
Maybe on shrooms or acid. I could see that happening.
I could do that on shrooms, yeah.
No, I've never been so high. I didn't know who I was.
Neither. I didn't go to sleep.
Seems like you wanted to just say, like, feeling invincible instead of personal identity, you know, like maybe something like that. But I don't know. These are the craziest things that I found when I first looked it up on Google. I was like, I want to see what Google's going to give me. And instead of researching from the American Psychological Association, places I usually research at, I was like, I'm going to Google it, come up with these facts that they show me right off the rip, and I'm going to ask the girls what they think of it.
And let me just throw this in here, because this to me is what most people are going to do who have cancer, or people with epilepsy or MS or any other issue like Crohn's disease. Many medical issues out there will cause people to start Googling marijuana benefits, or other people who just want to try it for the first time. What are they going to do? They're going to go and they're going to Google it. So I wanted to see what the people who are out there in the world Googling the benefits of marijuana, or the ups and the downs, the positives and negatives. I wanted to see what these people who are trusting Google see. So that's why I did my research on Google for this podcast, because I wanted to see what these people are seeing when they go to Google, you know?
Funny. And you have to realize that, you know, they're not going to put a lot of the information. They've known about the benefits of cannabis for years.
Yeah,
it's been used, you know, it was found in Egyptian tombs. So they've known about the benefits. They just want to make sure that they make money. So if you can grow your own plant and you can heal yourself all naturally, then the FDA and the doctors, pharmaceuticals and the doctors aren't going to make money off
of
that.
No, they're not.
Right.
You're good stepping on their toes for making money.
Yeah.
Right. Good point of view. Good point of view, because looking it up, it's what people are going to do. It's like, okay, Ma, you have cancer. I want to help you out. Well, you leave. You know, next time I come by, I'm going to bring you some treats and I'm going to bring you a little bit of bud, and you got your bowl. So there we go, Ma. And I did this with my mom, but I'm pretty sure when I left, she Googled the shit. You know,
right.
And I wanted to know what made her afraid. So I was like, this is so perfect. I think this is what my mother did. This is why she was afraid to eat that first edible I gave her, you know, mm-hmm. but she loved it. And then that one last cookie did her in. She's like, oh, I don't know if I can handle that again.
Mm-hmm. And those places, there's just not to Google the places. If you want to know, look at people on YouTube, look at people on TikTok, just everywhere, not just Google.
Yeah.
Because they're
Google being, is suppressed, definitely.
Yeah, they're being paid to say the things that they say.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And I knew it was a little weird to try to spook everybody, but What I was going to say is I've watched some YouTube videos of people who have, what's the syndrome where you shake? You shake
on MS. Yeah, where they have MS and they utilize it and then they're calm and
Parkinson's.
And
they're calm. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, everyone needs to know that it may not be for you. Just like, you know, you have to look at it like chemo. When you go into chemo, there's no guarantee that chemo is going to cure your cancer. Everybody is different, just like with THC. Everyone's different. There's no guarantee, but I will guarantee this. You're going to be comfortable. You're not going to be losing your hair. You're not going to be vomiting. You're going to be able to keep food down, and you're healing your body naturally
as you sleep.
And you sleep. Yes, yep. All that together makes it like a no-brainer. Like, hell yeah, I'm going to try it. And if I don't like it that time, then I'm going to try a different kind.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's the way I've been doing it. If my fiance hands me something, and I'm like, I ask every time. I'm like, is this a hybrid or is this sativa? He's like, it's not hybrid. They're all hybrids. He tells me now, they're all hybrids.
Right.
That's what he's
saying. He's like, pretty much.
Pretty much. I think it's true to a certain degree. I really do. I think the dispensaries are just mixing everything. Oh God, I don't know.
They're making new strains every day.
Yes, every single day they are coming up with new sales. I mean, how can you buy 10 pre-rolled joints for $20? What do you think's going on there?
Well, the majority of those is pretty much it's not full flower that they're using. It's pretty much when they go through the trimming process and you get all that shake and peeve.
Yeah.
That's why they're so cheap.
But I will tell you this,
that does have a lot of the
trichomes
in it. So you may get higher from that.
Yes.
And one thing, when you're going to the dispensary, everyone's main thing is, what's the THC percent? I hear people ask that all the time. And that is not the most important. I bought a 24% THC and a 14%, and I've gotten higher off the 14 than I did the 24 because of the terpenes that are in the plant.
Right.
Yes, my fiance is all about the levels, and then I got train wreck, which I a really low percentage. His was a 30%.
Oh, Meemaw upset. That's her favorite.
I love train wreck because it wasn't too much and it wasn't too little. It was just fucking right. And I'm like, I'm lit off this.
We can't find that here. No. Yeah, it's hard for us. That's a northern, just like Northern Lights.
We're going to take one of Heather's and one of mine and we're going to put them together.
Wouldn't that be great? See, my favorite is blue cheese. I'm a huge blue cheese.
I haven't seen that in ages either.
Yeah, you don't see it too often. And Meemaw's is train wreck, so we wanted to put them together and combine them.
I said train wreck, and that's her favorite. When I smoked it, I liked it. Fiance's like, oh, I don't like it. I didn't feel shit. I smoke it. I'm like, fuck you. I'll take this all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just going to call it weed. That's all.
And all that. I just want to know, is it an indica or a sativa? Right off the rip, just to go, this is what most people do. Most people just Google it. They look at all the other questions that were asked, and they look at the answer. And the Google lady like reads it out loud to you. And this is the shit that I'm giving you guys, so you guys can kind of debunk it for me.
I think it's funny.
It is funny what they tell us, isn't it?
Oh, you can really hallucinate from cannabis. Lots of personal identity loss and image distortion. I'm like, what the fuck are they talking about, man?
I don't know what that's all about.
I know who I am when I smoke, right?
That's not you look in the mirror and you're like, who's that? I don't know who you are.
It's just crazy what I found when I looked. I did it this way this time because I figured this is what people do. People just go and Google, and I wanted to see what they find when they Google it, because I personally have never Googled anything about weed.
Yeah.
Yep. Most of us do just listen to the people around us. We just listen to what the person who smokes all morning, all afternoon, and all night, you ask that dude, you know, because he seems to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we've been using it for a long time. Mom and I both got off all of our pills that we were taking. I was highly addicted to opiates, and she was too. So we've got off all of our pills by utilizing this plant.
That is such a beautiful thing. Yeah. It really, really is.
Time for our second music break. Get ready. You're going to love this song. Heather and Meemaw chose this song specifically for you guys to realize their personality is fun. So the name of this song is Mary Jane, and the band that's playing the song is Rick James. So enjoy, and as soon as we are done with this song, we're going to come right back and get straight back into that conversation exactly where we left off. So here we go. Enjoy.
Yeah, I think when it comes to pharmaceuticals, and if you're looking, let's say you're on a bunch of antidepressants, which you got to take one pill after another. I think pretty much all of us have been there.
Yep.
What you do is you want to talk to your doctor. Your doctor may not agree with it. A lot of them don't. Again, it's because you can't heal yourself. They don't want you to. But if you are just tired of this cycle that you are in, then I highly suggest you weaning yourself off the meds and slowly utilizing cannabis, introducing that to your cannabinoid system, and really getting it in there and slowly move yourself away from all the pills.
That's a beautiful idea for people out there. If you want to do something like this, everyone listening, please know that you must slowly come off of the medication pills first. You can't just stop cold turkey and talk to your doctor. And whether the doctor wants you to or not, it's your choice. It's your body.
That's very, very true.
I think that's a really important factor. I really, truly do. Because they've been trying to push a lot of pills on my mother, and she's refusing, you know, because of the hair loss and because of other things. Her weight loss. She's been pretty sad and depressed. And they were trying to treat her for depression, but she's like, I'm not depressed. I'm just pissed off. I lost my hair. Wouldn't you be pissed? Right? You know, she's like, I don't need that shit. She's like, if I need anything, I'll smoke a joint and relax. She cracked me up with that one. She did. But I'm glad that she said no to the pills. I really am.
Good.
How are you expected to feel when your hair falls out for 3 times in a row?
Mm-hmm,
you know, and it just starts coming back. It just starts sprouting out and boom, you got more cancer treatment.
Yes.
It's just crazy. She's going through radiation again right now.
This is one way that you do not lose your hair. Matter of fact, when you do cancer or the treatments, the chemo and the radiation, what it does is destroy your good blood cells, and they cannot fight anymore. They're too weak to fight. They die, and you're not making up enough to recoup. So if you do cannabis, it's going to work the opposite. It helps fight the cancer. It does not hurt any of your blood cells. It helps.
It helps. It doesn't hinder. There is nothing wrong with that. And even though I gave her an edible that scared her, she knows she can still take a puff out of her cool little pipe that she has. Someone gave her.
Right. Well, we have a friend's mom who's going through breast cancer and trying to beat that with chemo. And, you know, she's a manager of a dispensary, and she's trying to get her mom to utilize this. And in her mom really wasn't into it until she looked at the doctor and the doctor said, please use it. Thankfully, more and more doctors are coming around.
Yes.
They can't, again, come out and say, oh, do this, because they can get their license taken away by telling.
My doctor agrees with what I'm doing as well. She says, if it helps you sleep, I tell her I only smoke at night. She's like, okay, if it's helping you sleep, then I recommend you stay on that course.
Absolutely.
She's like, unless you want to try a pill. I'm like, I don't want no pill for sleep. No.
No,
right. I'm like, sleeping is natural. You shouldn't have to force yourself to sleep.
Right.
I'm like, but if I smoke at night, I relax. Mm-hmm. And then I sleep like a baby.
Yes.
And that's that.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Yep. There's so many benefits, you guys. So please, please be sure to read on what's the website, ladies?
From the root of stab.shop.
We got it.
Perfect. From the root up salve, and salve is spelled SALVE.shop. You guys, don't forget it, and make sure that you get your salve today. Get the 8-ounce container so you have enough to keep using it, enough to see a difference. They sent some to me before it was on TikTok Shop, before they had this website, and they were just working on the website back then, and they sent some to me for a very small fee. I paid for the shipping pretty much, and that was it. You guys were awesome to me, and I tried it and used it up because it took my dragon elbow skin away. It was like dragon scales, I swear.
And I want to point out that it is also safe for children and pets. We did get it tested. I wanted to make sure there was no THC or CBD in it. So it is safe for both children and pets to use. It works great for diaper rash, or if you're breastfeeding and you know how your nipples get really sore, you know, the baby's not going to be affected by it. It's all natural ingredients.
Right.
Oh, such good news. So you guys got it tested for the TikTok shop or just for yourself?
Well, I wanted to get it tested, make sure, because I was telling people, you know, it's safe for your dogs. And I do not agree
and
when
we ship it.
And we ship it. And that's the most important. I want to make sure that I'm doing this legally and it didn't have any of those in there. Because, you know, I don't agree with giving dogs THC, and I wanted to make sure that that was not in there. So.
Oh, wow. That's a great way to just check your own damn self. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of you, ladies. You've made strides since our last conversation. Honestly, I am so glad you guys came back. I'm so glad you have your website from the rootupsav.shop.
Amen.
Yes. I am so proud of you guys. You're doing amazing. Thank you for all the wonderful, awesome information. This is going to be a nice, quick little podcast to throw in for a part two, baby.
Absolutely. We're ready.
All right.
So we appreciate you so much for having us.
Yes. Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, I'm really glad to have you again. So I will talk to you ladies on another beautiful sunny day. And I hope that you guys take care and do well and stay healthy.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us.
Tell your mom I said hi.
Peace and love.
All right. Much love.